Last month, the New Hampshire Insurance Department ordered a healthcare company to stop doing business in the state. The department is accusing Alira, as well as a nonprofit it does business with, of violating state rules. NHPR's Todd Bookman has been speaking with customers and learning more about the company's lobbying efforts in the state.
Spread out on Keith Meehan's kitchen counter, there's a mess of unpaid bills with very large numbers.
There's 11,826 for, looks like, an anesthesiologist, the surgeon, 18,854. Hospital stay, $150,014.69.
Meehan is 49 years old, a divorced dad living in Rochester. His job as an international rice salesman doesn't provide health insurance, so last year, a broker sold him on a company called Alira that markets what's known as a healthcare sharing ministry. It's not traditional health insurance.
Clearly not, which I've come to find out.
Meehan signed up. 6 months later, doctors recommended he have back surgery. He says Alira and an entity it contracts with called Trinity HealthShare assured him the procedure didn't need pre-approval. But afterwards, it declined to pay close to $200,000 in medical bills, contending his back pain was a pre-existing condition.
I feel like I was sold a bad bill of goods, you know, I had no idea.
Most of these healthcare ministries have Christian roots. Like-minded people agree to pool their money together each month, and when someone has a medical bill, the expectation is the ministry will help cover the cost. Many of them even offer prayer hotlines. Nearly a million people are now enrolled in ministries nationwide. They've grown in part because of their lower sticker price.
The cost was typically a fraction, typically well under half, and usually closer to a third of what the cost of conventional insurance was.
This is Fenton Gruen, a former state senator who's been happily enrolled in ministries since the early 1990s. He says along with the savings, many Christians are drawn to them because they don't cover abortion services. Gruen says he supports regulators stepping in to stop companies like Alira and Trinity if they're violating the law. The state is accusing them of a list of violations, including failing to make its religious affiliations clear and selling plans outside of the markets allowed by statute.
Given the explosive growth of healthcare sharing ministries, it's not surprising to me that somebody would try to cut in on that.
Other healthcare sharing groups say Alira's legal troubles are harming the reputation of the broader industry. Alira declined an interview request, but in a statement, it denies the allegations that it's selling illegal insurance and says it will appeal the New Hampshire cease and desist order. It's also been deploying high-powered officials to work on its behalf. That includes the state's former insurance commissioner, Roger Savini, who retired just last year.
I get to know about Alira because of doing a little consulting.
Visitor logs for the insurance department's headquarters in Concord, obtained through a right-to-know request, show that in July, Savini and another Alira consultant had a meeting with Savini's replacement, the new commissioner. Then in September, Alira added Savini to its board of directors. In a press release, Alira said he was brought on to help the company, quote, communicate more effectively with regulators.
They asked me to join the board. I believed in them, and I said yes.
A week after he joined the board, the visitor logs show that Savini and an Alira employee were back at the insurance department in Concord for another meeting. The agenda for these gatherings isn't clear. A month later, the insurance department issued a cease and desist order against Alira. The department says its decision was based in part on 39 separate complaints from consumers for issues including claim denials, dissatisfaction, and questionable marketing practices. One of those complaints was from Keith Meehan, the guy with $200,000 in unpaid medical bills. He wishes he had read the fine print before signing up.
I mean, I'm not trying to, like, skate on my responsibilities. Had I known that this was the way it was going to turn out, I would have suffered. I can endure some pain, both physical and mental, but I would have never gone through with the surgery.
More pain may be on the way. Meehan says he's considering filing for bankruptcy. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.